This is NPR.
Hey, good morning, everyone. So this may sound like ancient history, the 1915 killing of hundreds of thousands of Armenians by Ottoman Turks, but it could make a real impact on world politics today. A House committee yesterday approved a measure defining those killings as a genocide. The measure now goes to the full House of Representatives for a vote. President Bush is speaking out against the bill, which he says could taint U.S.-Turkey relations.
We all deeply regret the tragic suffering of the Armenian people that began in 1915. But this resolution is not the right response to these historic mass killings, and its passage would do great harm to our relations with a key ally in NATO and in the global war on terror.
Turkey has insisted for generations that the Armenian killings were casualties in a civil war. Turkish leaders criticized the U.S. measure and said it's completely invalid. The bill comes at a tense time. Turkish leaders are ramping up talk about invading northern Iraq in response to attacks by Kurdish rebels. Washington relies on Turkish bases to support U.S. troops in Iraq, and it's cautioning against such an attack. More about this story coming up in the show. The U.S. Supreme Court yesterday upheld a ruling that says the New York City school system has to pay for disabled kids to go to private school, even if the parents refuse to try public school programs first. The justices split 4-4 in the case of Tom Freston, the former chief executive of Viacom, and his son. The tie means a lower court ruling stands for now. New York City pays private school tuition for disabled children because it agrees that public schools can't meet their needs. But now, city officials say these tuition costs are breaking the bank, soaring to more than $57 million last year. The Supreme Court justices are likely to take up the issue again soon with national implications. And you have to hand it to cyclist Floyd Landis. The man does not give up easily. In his latest attempt to reclaim his 2006 Tour de France title, Landis announced yesterday he'll appeal his doping conviction. A U.S. anti-doping agency arbitration panel in Switzerland recently upheld the results of his initial failed drug test. But Landis insists he's innocent of the doping charges. On his website, Landis wrote, he won the 2006 Tour de France fair and square, and he'll continue to fight to clear his name. Despite that, next Monday, tour organizers are set to present runner-up Oscar Pereiro of Spain with the winner's yellow jersey for the 2006 Tour. And finally today, so you know those spam messages promising you'll lose like 10 pounds a week with no dieting or exercise, or the ones that promise to make you look 10 years younger overnight? Well, turns out some of these products are bogus. Who knew, right? And the Federal Trade Commission is now trying to stop the spam advertisements for them. Yesterday, the FTC announced it's filed a complaint in Illinois against companies in Australia, Canada, and the U.S. to try to stop marketing for the products that overpromise and underdeliver health and beauty. The complaint specifically targets eHealthyLife.com, which promotes the Hoodia weight loss and anti-aging products. The FTC says there's no evidence these products work. That's the news. It's always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.
Luke and Allison, back to you.
Thank you, Rachel Martin.
Thank you, Rachel.